Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God, praise the Lord on today. Amen, Jesus, this fine day that the Lord has made, we're grateful in it. We're grateful for all that the Lord has done. We're grateful for all that he is doing. Amen, Jesus, we're just grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. Truly the Lord is good to us, amen, and we give him praise, we give him thanks. We honor him on today. Glory to God. We honor him for his goodness, honoring him for all of his grace, honoring him on tonight for his keeping power, for his love, his compassion. Amen. Honoring him on tonight. Glory be to God for his long suffering toward us. Amen. Aren't you glad? Amen. Aren't you glad of the grace and the mercies of God? Amen, because had it not been the Lord on our side, where would we really be? Amen. You know, sometimes we may think we got it going on, or we may think, amen, Jesus, that we've got it all figured out. Amen. Glory to God. But if we keep living, amen, we will soon come to see that we need the Lord. Amen. We need him. We need him in all that we do. We need him in all that we say. Amen. We need him to direct us. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord for that. Amen. We glorify him. Amen, Jesus, for it on today. Truly the Lord is good. He's great. He's greatly to be praised. Amen. We pray, amen, that you were able to go to the house of the Lord on today. Amen. Or if you are, amen, still in virtual services, we pray that you had a beautiful time in the Lord on today. Amen. That you gave the Lord some of your time. Amen. He gives us life again, then life more abundantly. Glory to God. So we owe him something back. Amen. And so we pray that you were able to give God some of your time. Amen. In the place of worship on today. Amen. Jesus, we fail not to, amen, assemble ourselves together. Amen, Jesus. But we do it God's way. We do it the way God wants us to do it. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord today. We thank him again. Thank God for each and every one of you that are joining us on today. Amen. We want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. We're grateful that you're here. We know that there's so much more that you could be doing, but you have decided to join us. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you, each and every one of you. We would like to ask you if you would, please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead. Now that you're in, go ahead and send out a text message. Send out a text message and let someone else know that we're here. Amen, Jesus. Invite them to come and be a part of the broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. We're grateful for all God has done on this line. We're thanking him for saving. We're thanking him for delivering his people. We're thanking him for setting his people all by his power, all by his anointing. Amen, Jesus. It is he that is doing it and not we ourselves. And so we bless the Lord for it. We thank God for it on today. Amen. We just thank him. Amen, Jesus. We thank him, glory to God, amen, Jesus, for he's the keeper of life, amen, glory be to God. So we bless the Lord, amen. Amen, amen. So we thank God, amen, Jesus. We want to ask you if you would, please, ma'am, and please, sir, one more time, go ahead and send out a text message to someone. Let them know that we are here. Amen. Let them know that we're broadcasting live. Let them know, amen, Jesus. Tell them to come. Invite them to come and be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. Truly, there's a word from the Lord for you. There is a word from the Lord for you. We want you to get it. We want you to be blessed. We want others to be blessed. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We want you to come and get all that God has for you and more. Amen. We want you to get more. Amen. So that you can get and give. Amen. Be able to give unto others so that others can be blessed. Amen. So we thank the Lord for it on today. We thank God for you, for those that are listening in other countries. Amen. Whether you're listening from China, amen, Jesus, from Canada, from Brazil, from Bermuda, amen, from Nassau, Bahamas, glory be to God, amen, from South Africa, from Nigeria, from Tortola, British Virgin Islands, from Jamaica. We just want to let you know that we know that you're there, and we thank God for you. We thank God for you, for listening in, for tuning in, amen, Jesus, to be a part, amen. Whether you're sitting by yourself or whether you're sitting with family or friends or whether you're sitting together as a ministry, we just want to thank God for you, amen, because we know that it is a sacrifice. Glory be to God, and we bless God that you've made the sacrifice to be here on this Prayer News Network Global, amen. Glory be to God. We thank the Lord. Amen. We love him. We appreciate him. Amen. Truly, he is the head of this line, and we just thank God for it on tonight. Amen. For those of you that are newcomers, we just want to let you know that this is a recorded line, and you can get a copy. You can get a copy of this broadcast afterwards. Amen. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Stick around after the broadcast. We're going to give you the two numbers that you can call into for your copy of the broadcast. Amen. So we thank God again for you. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. I'm telling you, people of God, the Lord is really speaking in this hour. Amen. Jesus, we just have to have an ear to hear what the Lord is saying unto us. Amen. Glory to God. Whether it's here a little or there a little, glory be to God, it makes the whole of what God is saying and speaking to his people. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord, amen, for all that he's doing. Amen. We thank him for leading us and guiding us every step of the way. Amen. We thank God for what's happening within you, people of God. We know that there's a stirring, there's a turning that's going on in your spirit. Amen. And we thank God for you. Glory to God for coming back to get more. Amen. Coming back, amen, Jesus, to be enriched. Coming back, amen, Jesus, to be empowered. So we bless the Lord for you. We thank God for you on tonight. We glorify him. Amen. Glory be to God again. We want to ask you to go ahead and send out that text message. Send out that text message. Invite someone to come. Invite a couple of people to come to the line. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless him. Thank him again. We're just grateful. Amen. He's done so much. Amen. For those that were here during our anniversary, our 1-year anniversary, we just bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus, because truly the Lord, he has done us well. Amen, Jesus. He's done a lot of great things, made a lot of divine connections. Amen, Jesus, including working with Apostle Bobar out of Sierra Leone, West Africa. Amen. Glory to God. He's an apostle there and has a lot of outreaches going on in the area. Glory to God. And in that outreach, amen, we're able to partner with him to be a blessing. Amen, Jesus, whenever we can. Glory to God, amen. He sent us, amen, pictures showing us, glory to God, the work that's going on over there. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Recently, amen, they have, amen, dug like two wells. They have two wells, amen, that they have dug, glory to God. And we know that the work is much more cumbersome over there because they don't have the machinery. Glory to God, and a lot of the work is dug, amen, the well dug by hand. But we thank God for their diligence, and we're thanking God that we, amen, are able to be a blessing, just to be a blessing to them in their efforts, amen, to get fresh, clean water, fresh, clean water. People of God, we take it for granted here day by day. Amen. But for there, amen, Jesus, I'm telling you, it improves the quality of life. When you have that good, clean, running water, it improves the quality of life. Thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. We're blessing him. Glory to God for being able to work with him. Amen. In ministry, truly, it is a blessing. Amen, Jesus. And we are looking to, amen, Jesus, as the broadcast go forth, to be able to allow you, if you would like to be a part of the work that's being done, to partner with us at PNN so that we can be a blessing, so that you can be, amen, blessed by being a blessing as well. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord. Glory to God for that work that is going on over there. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful situation. Just the exuberance, the joy on their faces for major accomplishments, major milestones. Amen, Jesus. Again, just for clear, clean, running water. Amen. Glory be to God. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. So we bless the Lord, amen, for all that he's doing. We are thanking him, amen. Glory to God. And we're looking forward, amen, that the Lord will open many, many more doors as we continue on in the work, amen. Many, many, many more doors, amen. We believe God, amen, will do, amen, just what he said he would do, amen. And we know that he started a great work. He's going to complete it. Glory to God, and we just want to do our parts while we're here. Amen. We just want to do all that we can while we are here. Amen. Just to be a blessing, just to do the will of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless him. Amen. We're thanking him on today. We glorify him for his leading, for his guiding, people of God. He is leading us every step of the way, and we are just grateful. Amen. We just can't say enough how grateful we are. Amen. But we are indeed very, very grateful. Amen. Glory be to God. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. We love the Lord. Glory to God. We love him. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to, amen, honor as well our leaders, all of our leaders. We honor them on tonight. Glory be to God. We honor each of them. Amen. Just honoring, amen, our late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, honoring on tonight, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, honoring on tonight, Bishop K.A. Tina, our presiding bishop, honoring my pastor on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And we just give God thanks for them. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. But people of God, and we just want to say amen, Jesus. And I know you may say, wow, she honors him. Glory to God. Every night, well, people of God, we have people come into the line every single night. Amen, Jesus. And we want you to know, we want them to know, amen, Jesus, that there's order on this line. Amen, Jesus, that we sit under an apostle. Amen. And the anointing flows down. It doesn't flow up. Amen, Jesus, but it is there that the Lord commands a blessing. Amen, glory to God. Even the oil that ran down, amen, Aaron's beard, amen. We want you to know that you're getting something good, amen. You're not getting a fly-by-night. You're not getting a microwave, amen, anything, glory to God, but it's ordered and divinely set by God. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want you to know it. Amen. And all of our leaders that are coming to the line, that come to the line, we thank God for you, each and every one of you. We thank God for your prayers. Amen, Jesus. We really thank God for your prayers. We thank God for your participation. Glory to God. Sincerely, thank God for your participation. Amen. We realize that many of you are stretched doing a lot of things, but we thank God for you leaders for, amen, Jesus, extending your hand, graciously extending your hand to be a part, amen, because you see the blessing. You see what God is doing. Amen. You're listening in. You're being a part of. Amen. You're praying for the Prayer News Network, and we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all that you do, for all that you say. Amen. We want to thank God tonight, amen, for our PNN advisors. Glory be to God. Thanking God for them. Amen, Jesus. Thanking God for you, people of God. Each of you, we thank God for you for coming to be a part, amen, of what the Lord is doing. Amen. Truly, God is blessing us. Amen. The Lord is blessing us right now. Amen. He's blessing us right now, people of God. Even as we're tuning in, even as we're coming together collectively, the Lord is blessing us right now. Amen. You may not be able to see, amen, all that the Lord is doing, but people of God, you got to know, amen, it is here that the Lord has commanded a blessing. Any place that we come together in the beauty of holiness, amen, glory be to God, it is there that the Lord commands a blessing. It is there that he comes to dwell. Amen, Jesus. I don't care if it's but a minute or two or three or five or whatever. Whenever he comes, amen, he commands a blessing. And that's what we want him to do. And that's why we always say to you, people of God, come to the line intentionally. Come to get something. Come to hear a word from the Lord. Come to hear, to do better, to know better, to understand, that your understanding will be enlightened, amen, that your spirit will be revived, a glory to God, that you come in, people of God, that whatever you're doing, amen, perhaps you're on the field or whatever you're doing, you need to be strength. Come with the intention of getting strength. Glory to God. Come with the intention, amen, hallelujah, that your spirit will be quickened. Glory be to God, that your spirit would be quickened. Amen. Anytime you come to this line, glory to God, come with that. Amen. Come, amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you want him to touch you. Glory to God, that you want him to touch you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Come with that expectancy. And when you come with that expectancy, people of God, the Lord will fulfill it. The Lord will perform it. Amen. Glory be to God. Come today, come tomorrow, come the next day, whenever you come, every time you come, come with the expectancy. Amen. Glory to God. Don't just come just in your asking. Amen. But come expecting God to do something. Amen. Come expecting, glory to God, that you won't leave this line the same. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Again, we ask you to go ahead, people of God, and send out your text messages. Amen. Get your pen and your paper. Glory to God. Amen. To write down, jot down something, and take down something from the line. Amen. Even if it's the theme, even if it's the scriptures, come, write them down. Glory to God. Amen. Put them in your book. Amen. I believe everybody that's been on the line now at this time, glory to God, I believe you got a book. Amen. I believe you got a little book, amen, that you write down your information from. People of God, listen, this word, amen, it's living word. It's not just coming to be coming, but it's doing something in your life. It's doing something in your spirit. Amen. So, again, we want you to be intentional. We want you to get, amen, Jesus, not just hear, amen, with your ear, but hear with your heart and hear with your spirit. Amen. Glory to God. I promise you, people of God, amen, if you do this, not just here on this broadcast, amen, but even when you go into the house of the Lord, wherever you go with intention for change, intention to hear the voice of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, we, amen, Jesus, we want to go ahead and prepare. Amen, Jesus. We know that many of you have already been in the presence of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We know that we're expecting God to do something. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And from hour to hour, from minute to minute, amen, Jesus, we realize that we can transgress. Amen. We may get off in the spirit and think wrong. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We want our motives and our intentions always to be pure before the Lord. Amen. So we want him to sanctify us. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to say a word of prayer on tonight. Amen. But again, glory to God. We pray that you sent those text messages out. Amen, Jesus, and that you are ready. Amen. Ready to go into the presence of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory
the recording
be to
has started.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just begin to thank the Lord on tonight. Just begin to thank him. Glory to God. Begin to thank him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just begin to thank him. Amen. Just begin to thank him on tonight. Begin to thank him, people of God. Glory to God. Think on his goodness. Think on his love. Think on his concern on tonight. Hallelujah. Just begin to think on him. Glory to God. Just begin to think, hallelujah, on his goodness. Begin to think on his compassion on tonight. Glory to God, for he's long-suffering towards us, and we bless his name on tonight. Just begin to thank him. Glory to God. Begin to thank him for how he touched you. Begin to thank him, amen, for what you received already in this day. Begin to thank him, amen. Think on one thing. Glory to God. Begin to think, hallelujah, glory to God, on that word, hallelujah, and give God thanks and give God praise on tonight, hallelujah, glory to God. Begin to thank on them, people of God, hallelujah, for his plans towards you, his thoughts towards you. They are good and they are not evil. Think on that on tonight, glory to God. Begin to think on the good thoughts of Jesus, hallelujah, and all that he's done for you, glory to God, and let's give him a praise. Let's give him hallelujah. Let's begin to thank him on tonight. Let him Let's begin to thank him on tonight. Let your soul rise up. Glory to God. Let your soul rise up and give God praise. Hallelujah. Not just out of your mouth, but let it rise up out of your spirit on tonight and give God a praise. Give him a hallelujah. Glory to God. Give him a thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Let it rise out of your soul. Hallelujah. Let it rise out of your heart. Glory to God. Mean it with your whole heart, with your whole mind on today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God. We bless you tonight. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you. We bless you tonight. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight for your keeping power. We bless you tonight, oh God. We bless you. Glory be to your name. We bless you. Hayalabosa. We bless you on tonight. We bless you. Glory to God. We bless you for saving us. We bless you for sanctifying us. We thank you on tonight. We bless you for filling us, oh God, with your precious Holy Ghost. We bless you on tonight. Oh God, and for those that are not yet sealed, those that are not yet saved, we bless you on tonight. We bless your glory to God for what you're getting ready to do in their lives. We bless you on tonight for your great salvation. We bless you. We bless you on tonight. Bless you for keeping our minds. Bless you for keeping our hearts. Bless you on tonight. Oh God, we bless your glory. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. And here we are. Here we are. We come. We come collectively. We're coming, oh God, name by name. We're coming on tonight. Glory to God, because we need you. We're coming on tonight, oh God. Glory to God, because you're real. We're coming on tonight because you, oh God, are the true and the living God. And we're coming on tonight. We're coming on tonight blessing you. Blessing you for who you are in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you for another day. It's another day that you've kept us, oh God, and we bless you. We bless your name on tonight. Father, we're asking that you look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us tonight. Glory be to God. Look upon us, oh God, right where we are, right where we lie, right where we kneel, right where we stand. Father, look upon us tonight, and we're asking you to forgive us of sin. Forgive us tonight, oh God, of every wrong thought. Forgive us tonight, oh glory to God, if our motives have not been pure. We're asking you to forgive us on tonight, for you desire truth on the inward part, and we ask you to God. Oh God, should there be any deception? Should there be any guile way within us? We're asking you to forgive us now in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight. Glory to God. We're asking you to look upon us now. Glory to God. Look upon every situation, every circumstance on the night. We're asking you to look upon us in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to make every crooked place straight, every crooked place, every wayward way, make it straight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, but we're yielding unto you. We're yielding our minds. We're yielding
And we say, have your way. Have your way, oh Father. Have your way, have your way. Have your way in us tonight. Have your way in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, while we wait, glory to God, while we're on the wheel, we say, let your will be done. Let your will be done in us, glory to God. For you know what's best for us. In the name of Jesus. And we say, let your will be done. Your divine will, your perfect will, cause it to be executed. Cause it to be established, oh God, in our lives on tonight. And Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify you. Father, on this line, look on this line. Look on this line, oh God. Look on this line. Oh, glory to God, Father. Father, look upon this line. Look upon this people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in this U.S. state, oh, God. Oh, God, in the isles of the sea, in the countries of the nations. Glory to God. We're asking you to look upon us. Look upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we say heal on tonight. Father, heal on tonight. Heal bodies on tonight. Glory to God. But we know that there's nothing too hard for you. And we decree healing on tonight. Healing in the bodies. Healing in the soul. Healing in the mind. We decree healing on tonight. Glory be to God. Oh, God, oh, glory, God, we thank you. Oh, God, repair every broken place. Every place, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking you to strengthen on tonight. Strength. We speak strength on tonight. Strength on this line tonight. Strengthen your people. Glory to God. Strengthen your people. Even now, oh, God, cause them to be stirred. Stirred in their faith. Call them to be stirred. Stirred in their hope. Stirred in their trust on tonight. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We glorify you, oh Mosha. We thank you, oh God, even for those that are sick. Those that are sick. Father, we speak healing on tonight. We decree. We decree healing on tonight. Healing on tonight. Oh God, those, oh God, those that are touched by COVID on tonight. Glory be to God, but we know that you're bigger than COVID. And we exalt your name. We exalt your name against COVID. And we say it has to come down. COVID, you have to come down. You must bow in the name of Jesus. You must bow in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, you must bow. Diabetes, you must bow. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for your blood. We're thanking you for your covering. We're thanking you for your love on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Yeah, God, we thank you on tonight. We glorify you, your matchless name on tonight. Father, move in government on tonight. Father, move, oh God. Cause them to see that you're yet in control. Cause them to see, oh God, that they can do nothing without you. Cause them to see, oh God, in that precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you, oh God, for you're yet in control. But we put our hope, we put our trust in you. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you tonight, move in the body of Christ, every member in particular, move in a mighty way. Move, glory to God. Move, Jesus. Oh, Bashe, move. Oh, glory to God. Move, Jesus. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, move, oh, Gashama. Move by your spirit on this line. Glory to God. Many need answers. Many are in need of answers on tonight. And Father, we're asking that you move by your spirit. Move by your anointing. Move, oh God, in that precious name. Glory to God. Move higher. Oh, glory to God. Move. Father, move in the wind. Move in the wind. Glory to God. In the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. Father, we're asking that you move by your anointing. Move by your authority. Move by your power. Glory be to God. Move by your power in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, for this, we give you thanks now. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, glory. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you on tonight.
for your word. We're thanking you. Glory be to God for your messenger. Father, we're asking that you would anoint her now. We're asking that you would anoint her only ever, God. Anoint her, glory to God, only as you can. Anoint her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Cover her, shield her in your glory, in your precious name, oh God. Rest now upon this line, upon this people. Open the ears and the hearts of your people. Cause us to understand. And Father, we're thanking you for your word. We declare, we decree, it shall not return unto you void. We thank you tonight. We receive it. Hallelujah. We receive your word on tonight. And, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're asking you, Master, to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your blood. In the precious name of Jesus, we forbid backlash of the enemy. Glory to God. We decree there shall be no backlash nor retaliation. And we thank you for it on tonight. We thank you for power. We thank you for authority. Oh, God, that you invested in each of us. For this, we give you thanks. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We're asking that you hide us behind that precious cross. Cover us, oh God, again in your shed blood. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory to God. We bless the Lord, people of God. Amen. Jesus, we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We're thanking him. Glory to God. Amen. For all that he's about to do. Amen. Jesus, we pray that you're ready and that you're excited for the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we are going, glory to God, over to Tortola, British Virgin Islands. Glory to God. This woman of God, of course, is no stranger to us, but we welcome her, amen, again to the platform, amen, of the Prayer News Network. Amen. Coming to us by way of Upper Room Deliverance Tabernacle, glory to God. We thank the Lord, amen, for Evangelist Suzette Smith. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
We bring greetings to you from the islands of Tortola. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, Evangelist Bradley, and blessings, my dear.
Thank you.
I am back with you on tonight. Thank God for PNN Advisors. And we greet all of you under the sound of my voice, pastors, prophets, prophetess, evangelists, teachers, all the saints, men, women, boys, and girls. Amen. Blessings on you. Amen. I'm not going to prolong the time, but let me pray. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come, Lord, and I confess my sins before you, God. Grace and mercy prevail over us this night as I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, even by the shed blood of Jesus, my Savior, my Redeemer. Make my prayer, O God, to be holy and acceptable unto you. I declare right now passage for my prayer to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound in the name of Jesus, for I am seated right now in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, I walk from this realm. I decree that the anointing of God breaks every yoke. Now, Lord, we pray. Praise the Lord that you will move, Lord Jesus, move, O God, even on us as we tap into apostolic and prophetic things right now. Mighty God, we demonic, satanic atmospheres and climates, and we shift, oh God, and we command that the atmosphere be filled with the glory of God. Father, fill the atmosphere, fill the environment, Lord Jesus, even now with your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, as we move, oh God, into a spiritual climate, we pray that by the blood of Jesus, that evil be destroyed and destroy the works of darkness. I declare and I decree, O God, that the work of darkness be destroyed. Now, Jesus, move me beyond the veil of my flesh. Have your divine way and cover me with your shed blood in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Before I get started, before I go into the word, I want to give you a word before the word. Praise the Lord. On March 27th of this year, just last month, I went to a funeral of someone whom I know very well from my district. But her son and some of her family lives up in the United States. So she went over to get help from the doctors that are over there in the United States. And she died in the United States. And her family brought her back, praise the Lord, to the islands to be buried. But her son, praise God, when he came in, he was tested positive for the COVID-19, yet he was still allowed, praise the Lord, to be in the funeral. And the next day, which was the Sunday, the 28th, government sent out a notice stating one person was tested positive that attended the funeral, and all who was at the funeral must be isolated for 10 days. And those who took, praise the Lord, the vaccine, praise God, they don't have to be quarantined. Now they came back on a Monday, sent out a notice stating all who was to the funeral on March 27th don't have to be quarantined, just come and take the vaccine, praise the Lord. And coming to the end of the week, both the premier and opposition leaders who were vaccinated, they stated that they were in quarantine. As I said, that I was to the funeral, and I was feeling good and everything, praise the Lord. So I was going out on Monday, and I felt my joints started aching. But I also saw the move of Satan. So I said, you devil, I don't want your aches, and I sure don't want to have that virus. So I am not taking it from you. Praise the Lord. And I pray that it returned without delay. Amen. And with that prayer, as simple as it is, praise the Lord, the pain and aches and whatever disappeared. And it was in that little experience that God spoke to me on last evening. Praise the Lord. And I said, well, maybe I will share it with the PNN on Amen broadcast. And then Sister Bradley happened to be in my spirit as well. And she... or as the Bible says, in my bed chambers. And she called me, amen, and thank God. That's why I'm on here on tonight. Praise the Lord. And I just want to share a scripture with you before I go into the message from Ephesians 6:11-12. Praise the Lord. And it reads, be strong in the Lord. In other words, be continuously empowered in the union with God. He is the source of spiritual power. Spiritual battle requires spiritual strength. Praise the Lord. And we have to be strong for the service, for suffering, praise the Lord, for the scripture said that as Christ has suffered in the flesh, praise the Lord, that we must arm ourselves likewise with the same mind, and we must be strong, praise the Lord, for fighting, because God don't have no little weaklings, praise God, on this battlefield, praise the Lord. We have no sufficient strength of our own. Our own natural courage is as perfect coward, praise God, and our natural strength as perfect weakness. Praise the Lord. Verse 11 continues and says, but we must put on the whole armor of God. In other words, what he's saying is that God has already plied us with the complete armor. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to go into that because that's another topic, praise the Lord, but you will find that in verse 14 down below, saying Ephesians 6, praise the Lord, and 14, where it gives us the armor, praise the Lord, truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and the word of God and prayer. Praise the Lord. But God expects the Christian, praise God, warriors to put on this armor. It is requisite as God, good soldier, praise the Lord. So we have to be both stout-hearted and well-armed. Praise God, that we may be able to stand, in other words, that ye may stand your ground and not retreat, praise the Lord, or fall in the struggle, praise the Lord. And it goes on and say, against the wiles of the devil. The devil wiles are attractive, they are deceptive and ensnaring. Satan is a personal enemy, a great adversary and a slanderous accuser, praise the Lord. He uses clever, crafty methods, praise the Lord, to deceive, amen, the saints of God. And you could find that in 2 Corinthians, praise the Lord, 11, 14 to 15, praise the Lord. And verse 12 says, for we wrestle. This is the part that I love here. This is what God is saying. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We are not engaged in a human or physical warfare, praise the Lord. Because I remember when I was growing up with God, Mama used to say we are God's hands and feet, eyes, ears, and mouth, praise the Lord, in the earth realm. Praise the Lord. So Satan has people he uses, praise the Lord, as well. Amen. And the word wrestle is a contest between two that continues until one pulls out, praise the Lord. The other, praise the Lord, until one might even pull the other one down or hold him down or whatever, praise the Lord. It depends on how they rest, praise the Lord. The word against presents the idea of a personal foe, face-to-face, hand-to-hand, or spirit-to-spirit. Conflict to the finish, amen, whether the finish live or dead in that struggle. Praise the Lord. So when we look at this scripture, I don't believe that Paul was saying to us, or what he is describing here, is a birthday party celebration, praise the Lord, because we're resting and we're struggling, praise the Lord. And it goes on and say, against principalities. And principalities refers, praise the Lord, to high ranking, hierarchy, or demonic authority, praise the Lord. Powers. Invested authority, rulers of darkness of this world, the rulers rule in revolt against God and spiritual wickedness, the enemy of, praise the Lord, the invisible wicked spirit that are in high places, praise the Lord, the surface of this conflict, praise the Lord, is in the heavenlies, praise the Lord, where life in Christ is lived, praise the Lord. So if we are in Christ, we know that we are resurrected again. We are a new creature, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So when we look at Satan, he has a thousand or more ways, praise the Lord, in deceiving, praise the Lord, unstable souls, praise the Lord. He is experienced in art and trade of tempting. So, amen, in this hour, praise the Lord, that we are living in, praise the Lord, it's not the time to be unstable, praise the Lord. Amen. We have enemies to fight against, amen. A captain to fight for. And if you, like me, which I believe that Jesus is your captain, you have a banner to fight under. I don't know if you remember Jehovah Nissi, praise the Lord, a certain rule, and we have certain rulers, praise God, war by which we are to govern ourselves, praise the Lord. So let us make use of all the proper weapons, amen, for repelling the temptation of Satan, praise the Lord. And when you look at this, praise the Lord, the danger is the greater from our enemy. Because, and this is why God brought this to me, because they are unseen and assault us, and we are not aware, praise God, of them, praise the Lord. The dark parts of the world, the seat of Satan's empire, praise the Lord. Yes, they are using people all over, praise God, who are yet in a state of sin and ignorance. Praise the Lord. Satan's kingdom, praise God, is of darkness, whereas we are of Christ's kingdom, which is of light. So as children of light, praise the Lord, let us walk in light, praise the Lord. So when Adam fell, praise the Lord, he fell from a realm of revelation into a realm of information. He fell from a realm of faith, praise the Lord, into a realm of facts, praise the Lord. But the Bible says that the just shall live by faith and not facts. Amen. So when the enemy begins to fight you, praise the Lord, he lines up, praise the Lord, all the facts. And I just don't like calling this name, praise the Lord, COVID-19. Huh? But when you look at the COVID-19, praise the Lord, we see that who it attacks were people that have underlying, praise the Lord, sicknesses, amen, whether it might be a heart condition, praise the Lord, or whether it might be kidney or lung or whatever, amen. And that's what Satan attacks, amen. The weak ones, praise God. So we as children of God, we have to know, praise the Lord, when Satan comes, amen, to attack us, praise the Lord. Don't look at it in the natural, praise the Lord. We have to look from a spiritual point, amen, of view, praise the Lord, amen. And somebody would ask me, how would I know? Praise God. Well, I'm glad you asked, praise the Lord. So if you line up your life, praise the Lord, with the word of God, if you stay in God's word, praise the Lord, that's God's good time. He will reveal to you, praise the Lord, whatever, amen, you need to know, praise the Lord. And amen, that's why I bring that little experience there with the funeral to you, amen, because it's not that I have or had the COVID, but it's just that Satan messed with my body. And if I had ever paid heed to that, I might have probably give in and say, oh, my God, I have this thing and whatever, because I told you that my joint, amen, they were troubling me, but I didn't keep it, praise the Lord. I realized that it was a plan of Satan. All I had to do, amen, in the name of Jesus, was to rebuke that, praise the Lord. So that's what God laid on my heart, and I hope that you get it, praise the Lord. I hope you caught it on tonight. And so I'm going to move on a little bit. Amen. I'm going to read, praise the Lord, from Psalms 22 and verse 3. Praise the Lord. Thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to move to Genesis, praise the Lord, 32, 24 to 30. Praise the Lord. Genesis 24 alone. And they wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Praise the Lord. And when he saw that 25, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. Praise the Lord. Then the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. 26. Then he said, let me go. That's my thought right there. For the day breaketh. Amen. Let me stop here a little bit. And he said, for the day breaketh. Not, praise the Lord, that he could not stay. Some people say it was an angel, but I say it was God. And verse 30 says, amen, that he saw God face to face. Amen. Not that he, amen, could not stay in the daylight or stand the sun, but to try Jacob's sincerity by reminding him of his daily duties and responsibilities. Jacob's faith triumphed, praise the Lord. The sun could rise and duty call, but Jacob wanted the blessings. And he said, I will not let thee go, praise the Lord, except thou bless me. 27. Praise the Lord. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. The name Jacob means heel catcher. I don't know if you remember. He's a twin, praise God, with Esau. Supplanter. He was a trickster, a cheater, and a deceiver. Jacob, an original ancestor of the nation of Israel, 12 tribes of Israel. Praise the Lord. 28, for as a prince, has thou power with God and with men, and he has prevailed. Praise the Lord. 29. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, prithee, thy name. And he said, praise the Lord, wherefore is it thou doest ask after my name. And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Praise the Lord. But before I go on, let me give you the meaning of Israel. The word Israel means prevailed or ruled as a prince. This name Israel occurs 2,575 times in the Bible. The Old Testament is largely a record of the history of Israel and of God's revelation to them and their beginning as a nation, their 430 years of sojourn, journeys and wandering for over 41 years, experiences under 16 judges and under 42 kings, the restoration as a nation under Nehemiah, hundreds of prophecies recorded in scriptures, amen, concerning Israel, praise the Lord. Amen. That's enough scripture there. Amen. We're going to close it up. Praise the Lord. And we're going to move on. And if I were to use, praise the Lord, for a little topic on tonight, praise the Lord, I will say I won't, amen, let God go. Amen. For passage that I just read, praise God, is a very remarkable story of Jacob wrestling, praise the Lord, and prevailing. The word wrestle means to struggle. Jacob struggled even in his mother's womb, praise the Lord. Jacob helped, praise the Lord, his wives and children over the brook. And he desired to be private, praise the Lord, and was left alone that he might fully spread his cares before God in prayer. Praise the Lord. And we have the Lord also who, praise the Lord, wanted also to spread their cares before God. In Hosea, we have Hosea 12. You can read it because I'm not going through these scriptures, but I'm going to call them out. If you want, you can write them down, and you can go over them, praise the Lord. Hosea 12, 2 to 4, praise the Lord, and we have Moses, praise the Lord, Exodus 24 and 12. We also had Daniel, praise the Lord, when Daniel was praying, and sometimes I know we see that way sometimes, and he said, Prince, your prayer was heard from the very first day, amen. But the prince, amen, came to withstand. Daniel 10, 7 to 8, Jeremiah also, Jeremiah 15 and verse 7, Jesus also, a greatest example, Matthew 26, 4 to 45, amen. We found out that we as Christians, praise the Lord, ought to continue, praise the Lord, instant in prayer always, to pray and not, praise the Lord, to think. Strong believers must expect diverse temptations, and strong ones too. Wrestling believers obtain glorious victories, praise the Lord. So my job tonight, praise the Lord, is to tell you about the Lord. If you are going through something, I just stop by, praise the Lord, to let you know that God got a plan for you. all you got to do is to make your way to God's house. And even if you can't go to God's house, you just make your way to God wherever you are, whether in your living room or, praise the Lord, in your vehicle or whatever, praise the Lord, because according to 2 Chronicles, praise the Lord, 20 and verse 9, and I read, praise the Lord, even when evil cometh upon us, praise the Lord, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, praise the Lord, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee, or affliction, praise God, then thou will hear and help, praise the Lord. So I just stop by, praise the Lord, to pray, amen, that when you get to this house or wherever it is, when we get together, praise the Lord, and we lift up holy hands and praise God, he promised to deliver, praise the Lord. For God promised that if I praise him, he will set in on my praise. Praise the Lord. So I resided in my mind. Amen. Every time I get a chance, praise the Lord, or every time I go to the house of the Lord, I'm going to praise the Lord. Because according to Psalms 22 and verse 3, praise God, it says that he inhabited the praises of his people. What are you saying, Sister Preacher? God says that I will dwell in, I will rule in, I will live in, I will, praise the Lord, reign in the praises of my people. So when you praise God, this is what will happen. He will lift pressure, praise the Lord. When you praise God, he will move mountains, praise God. When you praise God, he will speak, praise the Lord, to your situations, praise the Lord. Amen. I didn't indicate what kind of situation. I just said situation in general. In other words, whatever the situation is, when you praise God, deliverance will come, praise the Lord. When you praise God, the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, will fall on somebody. So I come to tell you tonight, don't give up. Praise the Lord. Don't give up. No matter, praise the Lord, how dark it looks, praise the Lord, no matter what you're going through, you just stay with God and praise him with all of your might. Praise him with all of your strength, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord with all of your power, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For we ought to stand up and speak well of the Lord, speak of his greatness, speak of his power, praise the Lord. God, you are my source, hallelujah, and I am grateful. It is important, my sisters and brothers, to get to the place that you recognize that God is your source, praise the Lord. For the Lord inhabited the praises of Israel. God is not just looking for praises. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. But he is looking for an unlimited amount of praise. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. How Jacob and God engaged. It was a single combat. Praise the Lord, hand to hand. It was not only a corporal, but a spiritual wrestling by the acting of faith and holy desire. Praise the Lord. Amen. What was the success of the engagement? Jacob kept his ground. Did the struggle continue long? the angel prevailed not against him. Discouragement did not shake his faith nor silence his prayer. Good God, I'm dying. Let me say that again. Because I know sometimes we have a whole lot of discouraged Christians going away. Praise God. But if you would only hang in for a little while. Amen. Discouragement did not shake Jacob's faith nor silence his prayer. I believe he continued even the more. Praise the Lord, because it was a wrath. You ain't getting away. It was not in his own strength, praise the Lord, that he wrestled, nor by his own strength did he prevail, but by God, praise the Lord. So, amen, when we are faced with anything, praise the Lord, we ought not to do it in our own strength. Praise the Lord. We ought to let God be our source. Praise the Lord. We ought to do it by the power of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. According to verse 30, Jacob said, I have seen God. But brother Jacob, what are the proofs that you saw God? Number one, verse 26. Jacob recognized God as the blessed one. Number two, 25, because his sinew that shrunk, or the his thigh. Number three, verse 28, Jacob prevailed. Number four, verses 28-30, the blessing of Jacob was one which God alone could bestow. Praise the Lord. Verse five, number five, praise the Lord. And that's in verse 30. Jacob claimed he had seen God face to face. And number six, and it's in verse 30, that Jacob claimed salvation by this experience, when he said that my soul is preserved or is redeemed. Praise the Lord. Let me see if I could break this down a little bit to you. Praise God. From this time, amen, Jacob, he was a new man, a new name, a new heart, and new character. Praise the Lord. What is his new name? Israel. Who is Israel? A guy whose name was first Jacob. He was a supplanter. Oh, glory to God. He was a brother and deceived his brother, the guy whose name was changed from Jacob to Israel. I don't know about you tonight, amen, but I had a change of name myself. My name had been changed. He changed my name from sinner, oh glory, to saint, hallelujah. I am Israel. Israel means prince with God. So what am I telling you? I am a prince with God. Prince, I have power with God and with man. A prince has power. A prince is a ruler. Rulers have authority. Rulers command. Rulers demand. Rulers knock down. The Bible says, and I'm finished. Praise the Lord. That this man Israel, praise the Lord, place called Pentecost. And the angels of God met him. And he grabbed hold to the angel. In other words, he saw angels ascending and descending. What are you saying? That angels take prayer up and angels bring messages back or and this. According, I'm not going to go read it, but according to 2 Kings 19, 34 to 35, you can write that down. You can read it in your spare time. 2 Kings 19, 34 to 35. God sent one angel down into the city. And with one angel, in 104,500 people died. That was a great number. By the power of one angel. Look at this revelation, praise the Lord. Look at this, look at this. Yet when an angel got with one man, God be Almighty, he couldn't fight one man. Look what God is saying. Sin and disobedience, angel will destroy you. Amen. That was 104,000 in 405,000, praise the Lord. That was a good amount. But if you are a child, just one, and Jacob was your one, a child of God, not even angels dare to trot against you. Good God from Zion. Hallelujah. Look what the scripture is saying. An angel said to a human being, let me go. Jacob said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Look what God is saying. Who are the people of Israel? Who won't let go? Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Ah, yeah. You've been made Israel? Because he's saying, I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you go, Lord. It's the evangelist Bradley. You could fight me. Praise the Lord. Sister Bonksy, you could beat me. You could talk about me. Amen. But I'm not going to let God go. Even with these vows, some people might say, it's been hard. But I want to encourage you not to let God go. Well, I've been down sometimes, but I won't let go. It's been rough, praise the Lord. But I made up my mind. That's my thing. Oh, glory to God. I'm not going to let God go. I won't let go. I won't let go. I won't let go. I've been lied on. Amen. But I'm not going to let go. I've been misunderstood. Amen. I'm still not going to let God go. Amen. And that's who we are. The people that will not let go. And God is saying, I am the God that will bless you. Because you are the people that will not let go. I made up my mind, amen, a long time ago. Amen. That's my thing, that I won't let God go. I give up worldly pleasures, praise the Lord. I give up sin, praise the Lord. But I'm not going to let God go. Why? Because he got to bless me. Some of you came for something, but you ought not to let go, praise God, until you get it. God said, I will give it to you, praise God. If you reach up for it, praise God. If you grab it, praise God. If you grab hold to it, praise God, and don't let it go, praise God. Amen. For God said, and he God said it and promised it. And I won't let God go. Amen. I just stopped by church to tell you to hold on. Hold on, church. Hold on no matter what. Praise the Lord. He said, praise the Lord, he will save your household. Praise the Lord. So don't give up yet. Somebody said, amen, that darkest hour is just before dawn. Praise the Lord. So just when you're about to let go, just when you're about to throw in the towel, just when you're about to let go that rope, praise God, just hold beyond where it's cracking, praise the Lord, and don't let go, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Just when you're about to let go, praise God, God will just, amen, come on and step on in. Amen, and work on your behalf, praise God. Amen. He will give you a job. All you got to do is praise him. There's got to be a breakthrough. There's got to be a higher call. There's got to be an anointing that is waiting on me. I know that the Lord, he anointed me before, but he got to anoint me again. He blessed me before, but Lord, you got to bless me again. Every day, praise the Lord, if you and I will hold on to the Lord's unchanging hand, we got another blessing to go through. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just wish, amen, that you would say to yourself, or if you have somebody there, while I turn over to Evangelist Bradley, amen, just say, every hour, he will give me power to go through. Praise the Lord. And so I won't let God go. Blessings in you, and thank you, and God bless you, and have a smile up on your face. Evangelist Bradley, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, woman of God. Praise the Lord, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. For this word. Glory be to God. Amen. Beautiful words. So many nuggets. So many beautiful nuggets that came out in the word. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And we can determine within ourselves, I won't let God go. Amen. Glory be to God. So much has been spoken tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. So beautifully, amen, put before us, people of God, that we have no need to miss anything. That we have no need to miss anything. Amen, Jesus. We see the Lord wants to bless us. Amen. He wants to bless us. Glory be to God. Amen. And as I began to listen, I heard the woman of God say that this type of blessing that Jacob got, amen, only God himself, amen, could bestow such a blessing upon him. That's beautiful. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. He didn't send his angels. Amen. Only he could bestow such a blessing upon Jacob. Amen. And we thank God on tonight. Amen, because Jacob prevailed. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And people of God, we prevail. Amen. We are true prevailers in God. Amen. In the Lord. Amen, Jesus. He's here. He's with us. Glory be to God. He's here, people of God. He's with us. Amen. He's in us. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God on tonight. Amen. We can't let go. No matter what our situation looks like, no matter what our circumstances look like, glory be to God. Amen. God's promises unto us, they are so sure. Amen. So sure. Glory be to God. And we bless him tonight. Amen. For this word, as I said, it was so much that was said. Amen. That you can just, I'm telling you, just so much hope. So much hope in the word. Amen. So much power in the word. And we just give God thanks. And we give him praise on tonight. Amen. We bless God for his messenger. Amen, Jesus. I'm telling you, people of God, so much on tonight. Amen. That we could really, amen, I'm telling you, it's already gotten us, shifted us, amen, into another place. Amen, Jesus. I'm talking about literally shifted. Amen. If you, amen, your spirit was there, amen, in this place, glory be to God, you have literally shifted. And we thank God on tonight for the blessings of the Lord. Amen. We thank God on tonight for the determination that we will not let God go. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, we again thank the Lord. We thank him for all he's done, all he's said. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, maybe there's someone on the line. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Maybe, glory to God, you feel, glory to God, the tug. You feel the call. Amen. Perhaps you've been, glory be to God, in a certain place. Amen, Jesus. Maybe you're wrestling, glory be to God. But maybe, glory to God, this is the night that you're ready to surrender, the night that you're ready to surrender to the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Maybe this is the night, amen, Jesus, that the Lord wants to change your name. Amen. Jacob's name was changed. Glory be to God. As the woman of God declares, amen, at one time he was a trickster, but look what God did. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Maybe your name, amen, Jesus. Maybe at this point, glory to God, you're a sinner. Amen. And the Lord wants to change you, to change your name. Amen. From sinner to saint. Amen. Glory to God. You can do it tonight. You can do it tonight. Amen. Glory to God. My mother, my grandmother used to say, all it takes is a well-made-up mind, a well-made-up mind determined within yourself. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. And let me tell you, people of God, he'll help you. Your will to change. Amen. Your will to yield unto him. He can take it. Amen. He can make it. Glory be to God. He can change you. We can't change ourselves. Glory be to God. So perhaps there's someone on the line tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. You want to heed the call tonight? Amen, Jesus. You want to, amen, surrender your heart, surrender your life unto the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. You can do it. You can do it. Amen, Jesus. You can do it. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You can do it. All it takes is a well-made up mind. Amen. Glory be to God. Realizing that we need the Lord. Glory to God. Realizing, glory to God, that he's already paid the price, the precious price. He's already given his life. He's already given his life for you. And all you have to do is receive his saving grace. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is there one on tonight? Is there one on tonight? Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. You want to yield? You're ready to surrender? Glory be to God. You can do it tonight. You can do it right now. Amen. You can do it right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can do it right now. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. You can receive that name change. You can receive that name change on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If there's not one on tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. If there is not one on tonight, amen. Glory to God. We don't want to leave anyone out. Amen. So many times the Lord is tugging on the heart. Amen. He's tugging on the heart. Amen. Glory be to God, saying, now is the time. Now is the time. Amen. Now is the time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we don't want to leave, amen, this platform without you surrendering. If that's you on tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. You can come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sir. If there's not one on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, amen. God bless you. God, thank God for you, amen, on tonight. Glory be to God. If there's not one on tonight, amen, we're going to open the platform now, amen, for anyone that has a special prayer request that you would like to bring before the Lord. Amen, Jesus. And we'll, amen, take these prayer requests, these petitions on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And believe God. Amen. Believe God. Amen. Glory to God. And let God do what he wants to do in your life. Amen. Glory to God. So if there's anyone that would like to have special prayer on tonight, glory to God, you can press *6 and come over. Amen. Make your petitions known. Make your petitions known. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Hello?
Praise the Lord.
I'd like to ask prayer for Madison and her family. I know her mother and her was in a car accident, and I'm told that she was somehow or another she got thrown through the sunroof, and I'm going to ask some prayer for her and her family.
Is that for Madison, you said?
Madison, yes, ma'am.
And God bless you. God bless you. We'll be
Thank
blessed.
You.
You said for
God
her?
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And her family.
Okay, her and her family. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise God. We believe God. He can do anything but fail, people of God. He can do anything but fail. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So we'll certainly be praying for them. Amen. Anyone else on tonight before we release it to the woman of God? Anyone else on tonight? Amen.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Hello. Hey, my name is Belinda Rump. I'm standing in prayer. I need prayer because I went to the emergency room, and they said I had infection in my throat because my throat is sore, and then my blood pressure was up.
Okay. Amen, amen. We got it. God bless you, Sister Belinda. We got it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Anyone else, people of God? Anyone else? Anyone else? God bless you. God bless you, caller. God bless you, caller. *6 again if you're trying to come over on the platform. Okay, you're on the platform, so press *6 one more time. There you are. Praise the Lord. Okay, while we're trying to get our other caller over, is there anyone else on tonight? Amen, Jesus. Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Amen. I see you on the platform. Okay, I think you need to press *6 once more. Now. No, that didn't do it. Amen, Jesus. We may need you to dial back. Okay. Take your phone off of mute. Okay.
All right. My phone was on mute. I'm so sorry. It's my fault.
Yes, sir.
God bless y'all.
God bless you.
Venezuela. And the speaker. My nephew called me, and he said he keep waking up, and he keep having two knocks at the door. And so I know it might seem simple, but to him it's a big thing. And so I know God is a God that answers all types of prayers. And so I told him to put it on the prayer line and pray that, you know, God would let him, you know, show him what's going on or something. But he said keep getting two knocks at his door. I told him don't open the door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And y'all keep my family in prayer, Evangelist Bradley.
Amen.
I need that much prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Hold on, amen. She said hold on, so amen. I need prayer to just keep on holding on, amen.
Amen, amen. What's your nephew's first name? Dale, okay, got you. Amen. God
yes,
bless
ma'am.
You.
God bless you. Thank y'all.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Anyone else on tonight? Amen. I think I see another caller coming over. Amen, Jesus. God bless you, caller. God bless you. God bless you, caller. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I think that may be it. Amen, Jesus. We don't see anyone else on the platform. Glory to God. So at this time, woman of God, amen, we're going to turn it back over to you. People of God, you've already heard the petitions on tonight. Amen. We just want to touch and agree with the woman of God as she takes these petitions before the Lord. Glory to God. Release your faith, amen, on tonight. Believe God, amen, for the people of God that have brought these petitions forth on tonight. Glory to God. You have the platform, woman of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Amen. Thank God for all the requests. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. Oh, God, for we know that you can do anything except fail and that there is no distance in prayer. So, mighty God, as we bring these requests before you.
Yes.
Family that was in the car accident, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Dr. Linda, oh, God, with the infection in her throat, oh, God, we know that you can remove it. And the sister and family, her nephew Dale, oh God.
Yeah.
For we realize that you are the greatest physician, mighty God. And you promise, Lord Jesus, not to place any of these diseases upon us.
Yes.
Mighty God, tonight, as we stand in the gap, Lord Jesus, realize, oh God, that you are our healer. Mighty God, realize, Lord Jesus, that you are our deliverer, Lord Jesus. Realize that you are our way maker and a miracle worker, Lord God. For you said in your word, according to Isaiah 53:5, you say that you was wounded for all transgressions, you were bruised for all iniquities, the chastisement, praise the Lord, of all peace, praise the Lord, was upon you. And
yes.
Then you say that by your stripes, with your stripes, oh God, claim healing, oh God. Right now, with that throat infection,
yes.
Right now, Lord Jesus, even with that family in that car accident, oh God,
yes.
Lord Jesus, we pray that you may step in now. And turn it around, Lord Jesus. For I know that you say, according to 3 John 2, you said, beloved, I wish above all things, hallelujah, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. So, Father, I know that you want us to be healthy. You want us to be happy. You want us to be healed. You want us to be successful, mighty God. And so, Lord Jesus, since you are the greatest physician, oh God, we pray, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we decree, Lord Jesus, that they be healthy and physically sick,
yes,
oh God. Sicknesses and diseases are far from them. For by your stripes, Lord God, we claim healing now on their behalf.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. And we thank you right now, Lord God. For we place this, oh God, in your hands, Lord Jesus. And we know that you are able, oh God. And we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, and we know that Brother Dale, oh God, with those two knocks on the door, we don't know, Lord Jesus, but you know, oh God.
Yes.
And like I said, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but the evil ones are there in the air, oh God.
Yes.
Satan is using those who are unsaved to do all kinds of things to us. But, oh God, we know, Lord God, you are greater. And so, mighty God, I pray right now for dear Lord God. I decree and I declare right now that whoever it is, Lord God, that you may stop them in their track, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that you may go before him, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you may build a hedge around him, oh God, and cover him right now, Lord Jesus, with your precious blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we stop those knocks right now, because you have you have given us authority. You have given us a power, oh God. And we can't count it down in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, as we decree health, as we decree healing, in Jesus' name, and we thank you, in Jesus' name, amen, and amen.
Praise Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The evangelist, really.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless the Lord again for tonight. We bless the Lord for his word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. For the stirring. Glory to God of our faith. Glory to God. Encouragement on tonight. Glory to God to not let go. Amen. But to hold on. Amen. Glory be to God. Though the tempest may roar. Amen, Jesus, but we have an anchor, and we thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for the blessings of the Lord. Amen, Jesus, and that what God has promised, he shall do. And we thank God on tonight again. We thank God for his messenger. Thank God for you, woman of God. Glory be to God. We thank God on tonight. Glory be to God. Again, we are stirred. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We encourage you, people of God, to get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory be to God. I was even listening at how the woman of God began to talk about how she was in the midst, amen, at the funeral, and how she began to feel a certain kind of way, began to feel a certain kind of way in her body. Amen, Jesus. But she rebuked that thing. Amen. Glory be to God, the aches, the pains, whatever the enemy was trying to bring, she rebuked it. Glory to God, amen, and it had to leave. And God has given us that power, that self-same power, glory to God, that abides on the inside of us. Glory be to God, amen, because as she began to say, our weapons are not carnal. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. Amen, Jesus, and they have to bow. Amen, to the word, to the word, to the word of God. Amen, to the authority that he's invested in us. Amen. Again, tonight, people of God, so much has been said. Glory to God. We want to encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory be to God. Simple, I mean, acts of faith. Acts of faith on tonight. Faith. Faith, faith, faith. Faith in the beginning. Amen. Faith on the end. Yielding produce. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That we are an overcomer. Amen. That we stand, we walk in healing on tonight. So we bless God. We encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We'll give you two numbers. The first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. And the second number, amen, is 678-608-7234, 678-608-7234. And for those that are listening internationally, glory to God, you can text us, amen, via WhatsApp. You can text us via WhatsApp at the 678-608-7234. Glory to God. And we will certainly send you the link to the broadcast. Amen. The links to tonight's broadcast, we ask people of God, if you get it, when you get it, please, ma'am, please, sir, send it to someone else so that someone else can be blessed as well. Glory to God. Amen. We have so many listeners after the broadcast. Amen. Days after, weeks, months. Amen. Hours after. Glory to God. So we thank God for you for sending that broadcast out. Amen. And we just want to let you know that people are listening. Amen. Glory to God. And we can't even begin to tell what God is doing in their lives as they listen to this word. We know that it's doing a work in our lives. Amen, Jesus. And we must know that it's doing a work in their lives as well. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. Amen, woman of God. We thank God for you again. Glory be to God. Thank you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. And we bless you tonight. We bless you. Glory to God. We bless your ministry. We bless everything, amen, concerning you. Glory be to God. May the blessings of the Lord rest upon you. Glory be to God. May he strengthen you in this hour. May he strengthen you over, above, and beyond. In the name of Jesus, may he bless your going out. May he bless your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Glory be to God, and may he bless you. Glory to God. May he open doors for you even in the days ahead, in the hours ahead, that you would minister to his people. Glory be to God. May he bless you. Glory to God. Amen. May he stir the word in your belly for his people, that his people may be blessed. Glory to God. The blessings of the Lord again be upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. So we bless God again, woman of God. So at this time, glory be to God, we're going to release the platform back unto you. Glory to God again. We thank you so much. Thank you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to release the platform back to you. Amen. For final remarks and for the blessing of the line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Amen. It was a pleasure being here tonight. Praise the Lord. As I stand before you, praise God, in the faith and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I just want to be unshakable and movable and always abounding. Praise the Lord in the things of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that all those under the sound of my voice and continue to be encouraged and grow higher in the Lord. It's not business as usual, let me put it that way. We're not doing business as usual in the spirit, amen, because the adversary, the devil is using new tactics and stuff like that, amen. So, amen, I know that in the past when something come our way, praise the Lord, and we pray about it, and we don't get through. Sometimes we might just stay right there, amen, but if we just continue, amen, until we get an answer, praise the Lord, amen, then God will surely come through for us. So I pray that you all may, your hearts may be encouraged and be blessed and continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Thank you. I decree and I declare, O God, that your supernatural anointing strength, God, so that we can be qualified, Jesus, to share with God's inheritance in the earth's realm. And in the name of Jesus, we expose as well, O God, even Satan's tactics, O God. And so now, Lord, from now, Jesus, We pray that you may put it within us, Lord, to walk, oh God, in a new day's dawn, oh God, and for all lives, Jesus, for all prayer group, for all environment, oh God. I pray, mighty God, that we will have a fresh and new mind, oh God, and a new anointing that will flow freely, Jesus. Father, we pray that you may release, oh God, angelic beings on our behalf, mighty God, even around us on every side, and build a hedge of protection, mighty God, even around us in Jesus' name. Refresh, mighty God, our PNN prayer advisors, prayer warriors, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, we look to you now. Oh God, as we decree and declare, oh God, prophetic and apostolic, oh God, upgrading of our thoughts, mind, and life. Lord, we decree that we have a new kingdom paradigm. We cast down, oh God, and out every, Lord Jesus, that is not like or of you. Lord, we pray, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, that you may give us new ways of living, oh God, as we pray, mighty God, that we will be upgraded, oh God. In your name, Jesus. Lord, we pray that you may give us kingdom minds. In the name of Jesus. Lord, mighty God, we believe it. And we receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. And we pray that you, Lord, may continue to empower us as we rise up in you. For this, Lord God, we ask it and we thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Blessings on you. Evangelist Bell. God bless. Bye-bye.
And amen. Amen, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Don't forget to get your copies. We thank God. Amen. For those of you that are already requesting your copies on tonight, glory be to God. So at this time, amen, we're going to just open our lines. Amen. Glory to God. And we just want to give God a shout of praise. Glory to God, a unified shout of praise before we leave the line on tonight. So before you leave tonight, amen, just give God a thank you. Give God, amen, a thank you for
all participants are unmuted.
Glory to God. Just come on and thank him for the word tonight. Glory to God for what he's done. Glory to God for hallelujah, for what he's done for you.
Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
God bless you. God bless you on tonight, people of God. God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen. We look forward to seeing you on tomorrow night. Amen. Glory to God. Don't forget to tell somebody, amen, about what God has done, what he's done, and what he's doing. Amen. Invite them to come, people of God. Amen. That the people of God may be blessed. God bless you. We love you. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Great as the chains.
Great is this name. Great is this name. Great is this name. Great is this name. Great is the name. Come on, music, there is power in the name. There is power in the name. We know where it is.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.